Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 9 and 28, there were two blind men that came and pursued Jesus, and they followed him into the house, and he said to them, "Do you believe I'm able to do this?" They're asking him for mercy, and they want healing. Healing is a mercy. And numerous times people asked Jesus for mercy, and they got healing. And sometimes people say, well, healing's not for everybody. You just got through saying mercy's not for everybody. That's not true. Mercy's for everybody.
Amen.
And healing's for everybody.
Yes.
Being saved is for everybody.
Yes.
You believe it?
Yes.
Not everybody's receiving it. Not everybody's going to receive it. But it's available for everyone. He said, "You believe I'm able to do this?" They said, "Yes, Lord." 29. "Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you." Since he asked them, "Do you believe I'm able to do this?" you might have thought, well, he'd say, then he'd turn around and say, well, then according to my ability, according to the power of God. He didn't say that. He said what? According to your faith. Well, they must have had faith, because the very next verse, he touched them and their eyes were opened. Glory to God. How many believe this really happened?
Yes.
These men were really blind.
Yes.
They really came to Jesus. There was a day this happened in this house.
That's right. He
asked them this question. They answered. He touched them and they were no more blind.
That's right.
They could see.
Yes.
You believe this?
Yes.
You know, if you don't believe in miracles, you don't believe in God. People can say what they want to. But if you don't believe in miracles, you don't believe the Bible. It's full of miracles. And you'd even have to define what is a miracle. And we're going to touch on some of that today, I think. He said, according to your faith. What does that mean? He's telling them, you want this to happen. Yes. You believe it can happen. Yes. He said, here's how it's going to happen. It's going to happen according to your faith. Much of the church has changed that. Much of the church has changed that into according to God's will. And that's not what Jesus taught. But is that what many believe?
Yes.
That if it happened, it was God's will. If it didn't happen, it wasn't God's will. Well, how do we pray? Just pray, if it be thy will. Well, we don't pray that way when people get born again. Do we? Somebody says, I'm lost. I need Jesus. We say, well, we don't know if it's God's will. But we'll pray. Lord, save them, if it be thy will. If not, thy will be done. Well, what'd be wrong with praying that with that? If really that's the right way to pray about everything. No, see, that's not right. Because everything is not happening according to the will of God. Now, some people find that disturbing. That bothers them so bad. Yes, God is in control. No, in one sense, he is not controlling everything. When you're talking about the big overall overarching plan, yes, his big plan is going to be done. Whether you're a part of it or not is another question.
Right.
But no, He is not making everybody do what they're doing. No, we really do have a free will. And whether you ate cornflakes or Raisin Bran this morning was not God's choice. Or whatever it was you ate or didn't eat. So much of it, He's left up to us. And He's telling us this is going to happen. How? Not according to God's power. Not according to what's best. Not according to what you need. Not according to what you want. How do miracles happen? Much of the church world will tell you it's just God's wills. But they're telling you wrong. God wills good things for everybody all the time. It's not His will that anybody should perish. Is that true?
Yes.
Are there people perishing?
Yes.
Then things are happening that's not His will. Right. Now go with me to Mark the 9th chapter, please. Mark 9. The man brought his son who was having seizures and fits to the disciples to get him delivered and healed. And they prayed and commanded and cast and did what they needed to do, and he was no better. And Jesus came down off the mountain, and they ran to Him, and the man talked to Jesus about this and said, I brought him to your disciples, and they couldn't help him. If you can do anything, the man said to Jesus, have compassion on him and help him. Mark 9:22. If you can do anything, the man said to Jesus. In other words, it's up to you if you can. And Jesus said in Mark 9:23, if you can, believe. All things are possible to him that believes. The reason I paused like that is because if you look at the original text, that's the way it is. There's a play on the word, if you can, because the man said, if you can, then Jesus turned around and said, if you can. And actually, the Good News translation says it like that. It says, yes, said Jesus, if you yourself can. Everything is possible for the person who has faith. The Darby translation says it like this. Jesus said, the if you could is if you could believe. All things are possible to him that believes. How many believe the Bible? How many believe the words of Jesus? Then when this man tries to put the responsibility for this happening or not happening into Jesus' lap, he turns around and says, oh no, Puts it right back in his lap. He said, no, it's not if I can do something. It's if you'll believe. Because it's not going to happen just according to the will of God or according to what God can do. Man, if it was just based on the ability of God, everybody would be saved, healed, set free and thrilled right now. Is that right? Because He created the heavens and the earth. Is that right? He created the universe. He definitely can do it. How many believe He can do it? People say, well, it ain't happening, so it just must not be His will. Wrong, wrong, wrong. It is His will for us to be saved, for us to be healed, for us to be free, have peace and joy, have our needs met, material and financially, find His will, have a good life, get out of here, rule and reign with Him, get reward throughout eternity. That is His will for every one. But a whole lot of people don't want it. They don't want Him. They don't want to believe it. They won't listen. So the things that we need, that we desire, the miracles, if you will, how are they going to happen? Help me out. According to our faith. Somebody say, according to my faith. That's how I will receive. Thank you, Lord. Go with me to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. We got into this a couple of weeks back, and I felt like we didn't get through with it. So we're back here again today. Hebrews 11, on this part. Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, I mean, if things are going to happen, the Lord helping me get my bills paid. The Lord helping me get my body healed. The Lord helping us in our marriages, in our families, in our businesses. If all that's going to happen according to my faith, I ought to be greatly interested. Right?
Yes.
In finding out about what faith is, how to develop my faith,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
How to exercise my faith. And the Bible said the just shall live by faith and walk by faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Why? Because he's not, one of the reasons is he's not pleased. He's a daddy, a rich daddy. He's not pleased until his kids, he's able to do for his kids what he wants to do. And faith is the determining factor. So faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Are you interested in faith?
Yes.
If you're not and you don't like to hear it, I got bad news for you. You're just going to hear it more and more around here. There's a reason why faith is on the front of the sign out there. Right? And people mock and make fun. You hear people say, oh, that's that faith bunch. That's that confess it, possess it, blab it, grab it. Who are they making fun of? I didn't write Mark 11, 23 and 24. Neither did Brother Hagin. Right? Y'all are just Haginites. Y'all are just Copelandites. Y'all are just, how about Jesusites?
Come on.
He's the one said it. Got to watch what you make fun of. What is faith? Faith is what? Actually, put up Young's literal up there because this is the author of Young's concordance. And from my studies, it seems to be one of the most accurate ones I've found. Faith is of things hoped for, confidence, of matters not seen, a conviction. This is what faith is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.